Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People, with Lori Kahn from Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue in downtown Laguna Beach. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. So, Sunday morning, the last Sunday morning of December and the last Sunday of 2013. And today's meditation, we're going to focus on the gift of forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the key arts of our spiritual life because when we forgive others, we're able to release the past and start life anew. And without forgiveness, we're always left with this sort of who did what to whom feeling, repeating this cycle over and over again. There's a wonderful forgiveness meditation in the book Meditation for Beginners by Jack Kornfield. And I'm going to read a few of the excerpts out of the forgiveness chapter, and then we're going to do our forgiveness practice together to wrap up our year and start the new year fresh. Forgiveness is not about condoning what has happened. When you offer forgiveness, you can also say that what happened might have been wrong, but that you will never allow it to happen again. Forgiveness is the act of not putting anyone out of your heart, even those who are acting out of deep ignorance or out of confusion or even pain. Forgiveness is a matter of letting go of the past and knowing that even though something might have been wrong, the way to go forward is to start over. So I think this is a great way to start the new year with forgiveness and acceptance and letting go. In a way, sometimes forgiveness means simply that we choose not to carry any hatred or blame or resentment inside of us any longer because we realize it's poisoning us. There's a story of an old American ex-prisoner of war who met another ex-prisoner of war many years after the Vietnam War. And one prisoner asked the other, "Have you forgiven your captors yet?" And the second one said, "No, never." Well, the first POW looked at him and he said, "Well, I guess they still have you in prison, don't they?" That's when you realize how important it is to extend forgiveness, that it powerfully affects the person who's offering it. So today we're going to be doing our own powerful act of forgiveness through our meditation. So once again, make yourselves comfortable. Let your eyes close. Let your back be supported. Your feet be grounded on the floor if you're sitting in a chair, or your legs cross comfortably. Let your hands come into your lap. Your left palm can rest on top of your right palm, letting your thumbs touch. Lower your chin slightly. Be soft, your jaw be soft. And begin to bring your attention to the breath by breathing in deeply through the nose and blowing out as slowly as you can out of the mouth, beginning to settle into your body, settle into the chair, into your moment. Let your attention be soft enough that you can feel the breath, the body, and any sensations. A couple more deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth slowly, really shifting gears, giving yourself the opportunity to go deeper and deeper into your awareness, into this internal world. Allowing the breath now to flow gently and naturally in and out of the nose. And you can say inhale and exhale to yourself silently a few times, a few rounds of breath. Knowing that you can focus your mind wherever you choose, more bringing the mind into the gentle attention of breath. Settle a little bit deeper into the chair. Feel yourself relaxing and letting go and being held. Let the awareness of breath and attention move into your feet, ankles, shins and calves, up into your knees and thighs, the hips and the low back. Let the belly soften. Feel the ribs expand and contract with breath. And continue to move the awareness up into your chest, your lungs under your arms, your shoulder blades down your back, your collarbones spreading wide, the shoulders sliding down into the elbows, the elbows sliding down into the wrists and the fingertips. Soften the jaw again and lower the chin just enough to lengthen the back of the neck. The eyes roll down, the face softens, the scalp softens. And you feel connected to the body and the breath, even though there's thoughts floating in and out of your awareness. Sounds, sensations, just letting yourself be present to all of it. And as you continue gently to breathe in and out of the nose, allow yourself to ask forgiveness for yourself when you've hurt or harmed anyone with thought, word, or deed, either knowingly or unknowingly, which we all have. Allow these instances where you feel you might have harmed others to come into your mind and your heart. And as you inhale, ask for forgiveness. And as you exhale, allow yourself to let it go. Then you can ask forgiveness for the ways you may have hurt or harmed yourself out of fear or pain, ignorance, neglect, or dishonesty. And let the images of all the ways you might have hurt or harmed yourself come into your awareness. And again, as you breathe in, ask for forgiveness. And as you breathe out, let it go. Forgive. Finally, let the wounds and sorrows you've suffered at the hands of others come into your awareness. And realize you've been wounded and hurt by others out of their pain, their fear, their confusion. Feel the places in your heart where you hold resentment and touch them with kindness and forgiveness and see if it's time to let it go. Then, to the extent that you can, at this time, extend forgiveness to those who have hurt or harmed you, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, by deeply breathing into the heart. Exhale, sending that forgiveness out gently. And for the rest of our practice this morning, we're going to sit quietly, breathing, aware of our environment, aware of the flow of breath. And when any awareness comes up around someone or something that either requires your forgiveness or that you would like to receive forgiveness for, from others. You gently allow that process to just flow through breath. Inhale, acknowledging, forgiving, and exhale, sending it out. Completing all the incompletions, all the little things we might have been holding on to this year. Ourselves to let them go and not have to take them into the next year with us. Tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only KX93.5 with Lori Kahn. And this morning we're breathing forgiveness, closing chapters for 2013, and allowing ourselves to enter a new year with forgiveness, loving kindness in our hearts. notice where the thoughts are taking you. Ideas, memories, projections in the future, fantasies or visualizations. Bring yourself gently back to the breath, to feeling the body, what's supporting the body, the temperature of the air, and all the sounds around you. Simply moving your awareness back into the heart, and again feeling those places in the heart where you may still be holding some kind of grudge, some kind of anger, resentment towards anyone, any situation. And see if you can breathe into that space and allow yourself to extend forgiveness on the exhale. Is making you feel, opening your heart, extending feelings of forgiveness. Sometimes feel artificial or unnatural, and it's fine if it's that way for you. Just continue to do the meditation and be receptive to whatever happens. You may even experience the opposite of forgiveness for a moment, the opposite of this compassion, like anger or frustration or even emptiness. And even then, breathe forgiveness towards that. This is a practice. It's not about being perfect. It's not about getting it right. It's just about sending the intention to let go of these energies that don't serve you anymore. Space you may have made today in your meditation, allowing you to continue to let go, to continue to be aware of forgiveness as a practice as we wrap up 2013. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan, on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. I'm wishing you peace today and throughout the next few days as we wrap up this year, and blessings over the holidays.